can do this. I don't believe it. It's incredible.
Thank you. All right. That was Peking Lights from their album from a couple years back, 936. The song Summertime. Starting to feel pretty sweaty, nice and hot. Some nice sunshine. I went to the beach. Oh, I forgot to stop that. I went to the beach for the first time yesterday. Feeling pretty nice. Pretty nice. I hope you guys are all having a nice, summer thus far. That you've made it to the beach, had a good Canada Day, all that kind of stuff. On today's show, a bunch of new rock music and a preview of a couple of shows happening in the next week. And yeah, that's the plan. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. To kick things off, some new Rennie Wilson. Rennie Wilson, formerly of Edmonton, on his way to Montreal, has released a new album. An album he calls his own version of Chinese Democracy. He's been sort of plugging away at a punk album since 2007, and he has finally put it up on Bandcamp, and it is awesome. I think there's cassettes as well. And so we're going to listen to the song Youngsters. It's very good. Rennie Wilson is a gem. So safe travels, Rennie. Have fun in Montreal, and let's listen to this song, Youngsters. Here we go. Boosh.
Saturday, July 5th, Cloud Nothings and Mets co-headline a show at the Rickshaw Theater with special guests The Witches.
Tickets are available in-store at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, and High Life Records, or online at ticketweb.ca. For more information, visit www.cloudnothings.com.
Timber Concerts and CITR present Sharon Van Etten with guest Jana Hunter Sunday, July 6th at the Rickshaw Theater. Tickets are available at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, and High Life Records, or online at ticketweb.ca. For more information, go to SharonVanEtten.com.
Yeah.
All right, that was Toronto. Toronto's Dilly Dally, their single Next Gold. Fresh off the presses, new Discorder, looking very cool. A comic cover, very nice. Make sure to check this out. I'm sure it's going to be on newsstands very soon. Nice profile of 1080p. Let's see what else here. Infradig, don't even know what that is. Grad School Improv, lots of good stuff. New Discorder, fresh off the presses. That's great. Pat Locke. Awesome. That was Dilly Dally from Toronto with their new single, Next Gold. Before that, we heard Alves, also from Toronto, with their song Adult Diversion. And at the top, Rennie Wilson with his new album, Punk Explosion, the song Youngsters. Very good. Next up, we're going to hear a band from Tucson, Arizona. They have a new album out. That new album is called Naughty by Natural. And the band is called Prom Body, and they're going to be in town in August playing with the Great Weed. And so we're going to hear the song Never Ever Mind by Prom Body. Here we go. Prom Body coming at you.
Never.
All right. That was Steve Adamick Band from Ottawa, Ontario, from their new album Dial Tone. That was the song Suicide. Don't do it. That's what I say. Before that, we heard Crystal Swells from their new Harsh Side Sludge Freaks EP, the song Harsh Flux. Anybody who's had acid reflux will know all about Harsh Flux. It's a terrible thing. And at the top there, we heard Prom Body from Tucson, from their new album, Naughty by Natural, the song Never Ever Mind, and look for them coming to town in August. Speaking of bands coming to town, there's a pretty great-looking show happening Saturday night at the old Rickshaw Theater. Cloud Nothings and Mets are coming to town, as you heard in the PSA earlier on in the show. And so we're going to hear a song from the new Cloud Nothings album. It's called Here and Nowhere Else. That's the song. The song we're going to hear is Now Here In. That's Saturday night at the Rickshaw. Good stuff. Here we go. Here is Cloud Nothings on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
All right. That was Macca. Paul McCartney from the album Ram and the song Monkberry Moon Delight. And I'm going to talk about that in a second. And before that, we had Classic Rick from his Demos EP, the song Night Shift. And before that, we heard Cloud Nothings playing at the Rickshaw on Saturday night with Mets. But the reason we played Paul McCartney and Classic Rick is that there's going to be a Ricksurrection this Monday night.
That's right.
Yeah. Say that word without laughing.
At the Bilty, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a seance, so we're not actually sure if he can come back.
Oh, okay. You got to see if your Ouija board skills are up to snuff.
Well, word on the street is they've hired a spellcaster off of Craigslist to bring Rick back from the dead.
Amazing.
And I'll give you a hint. It's me. It's me.
That was a really
you being
the spellcaster.
Ryan Rizal, former president of CITR. Yeah. And next to you is
Eleanor Waring, current president.
There you go.
Oh, it's nice that you're starting to say that now.
You know,
took a while.
Yeah, it does. It's fun. get used to it.
So in addition to a seance to hopefully raise from the dead Classic Rick, former contestant in Shindig, what else is going to happen that night?
They're covering all of Ram, Paul McCartney's cult classic.
Yes.
Second solo album.
Yes.
It sounds really good. I've heard the guys. I live with all of those guys.
Right.
So I've heard them practicing a lot. And also, Joe's flying up some other guy from San Francisco.
Is he playing with them in the...
No, he's playing a set. I don't even know the guy's name. But
Spencer Owen.
Spencer Owen.
Yeah. From Oakland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's just like... It's just Joe's birthday.
Yeah.
He did this. He just booked the Biltmore for his birthday.
That is no big deal.
Like a boss. Yeah. That's very great. And this should be an excellent night. So members of Spring and Synthcake and Spencer Owen and Classic Rick, potentially. And
if all goes well.
Ryan, the spellcaster.
Yeah. I might be freestyling on stage.
Just someone has to ask him. That's all. You just have to ask him and he'll do it.
Freestyle stripping or...
No, freestyle rapping.
Freestyle rapping. Okay, yeah. Sorry.
And maybe a little freestyle shotgunning.
Excellent. Yes.
If we play our cards right.
Well.
And don't get kicked off the stage. Or throat punched like Mac DeMarco, apparently.
He did throat punch? Okay, if he did, I had
two people tell me that he got throat punched by a bouncer.
Wow.
Okay, I must have missed that.
I saw him crowd surf. Did you go to the show?
I did, yeah.
How was it?
It was really good.
Yeah.
It was good. There were a lot of tweens. But, you know, we just elbows out, you know, and just push your way through them. It was
elbows
good, though.
Elbows out.
It was good. They looked like they had fun. And then he made us sing Neil Young. But the crowd performed poorly, I must say.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
What song?
I don't even remember. That just goes to show you.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, any requests while you guys are here?
Ooh.
To put you on the spot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been playing at Fountain on repeat.
Fountain from Victoria.
You should definitely play that. Great.
They, despite their poor Discorder review...
They got a poor Discorder review?
Rob, man.
Rob Onzik?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Their cassette or their live show?
Their live show.
Interesting.
But I thought it was the best band I saw at Sled, and the like Calgary version of the Georgia Strait agreed and gave them best performance at Sled.
I heard Unblonde, also excellent
okay.
Calgary band.
I didn't see them.
Played at Sled. But okay, well, any particular song that you like?
Ladybug Mating Ritual is the jam.
All right, there we go. Ladybug Mating Ritual. There will be some mating rituals Monday night at the Biltmore. Anytime Classic Rick makes a resurrection, somebody's getting pregnant. All right, here is Ladybug Mating Ritual by Fountain. We'll be right back.
double back to cover the tracks again. Tracks again.
Good, but he's
All right, that was Mount Erie from the album Clear Moon from last year. That was the song House Shape. Before that, we heard Piano Rarity, the demo version of Storm the Gates. The recorded, well, the song's better known as a track from the album Brigadoon, but a little known record company called, or record label called Electricity Records, released a 7-inch with that song and Pure Evil. Shortly before, with demo versions of those songs, and so that was the demo version of Storm the Gates by Piano, featuring members, well, people that went on to be in Calarissa and No Kids and other bands. Good stuff. Piano, classic Vancouver pop. And yeah, that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. If you like what you heard, check out the podcast at citr.ca. There's been a couple of quirks with the podcasts, but our technician, Evan, is feverishly working on ironing those out, and everything should be back to normal soon. And if you like the play, or if you want to know what I played, you can check out the playlist at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. Going to close things out with a track from a new psych, or a new compilation put out by a Toronto record label. It's called Psych Pop 2, and we're going to hear a band called Plant Magic from Ontario and their song Perennial Ambitions. This is going to close us out. Have a great weekend, everybody, and I will see you next week. Ooh, nope, that's not right. There we go. Bye.